Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Jenison, Michigan. I'm glad you joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging. Well, please open your Bibles with me to Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. We'll read one verse only as we reach the fifth commandment in our sermon series called The Ten Commandments, God's Great Gift. Exodus 20, verse 12. Listen closely. This is God's inspired word. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray you would pour out your Spirit upon us as the Spirit inspired these words long ago. We pray that you would illuminate them as they are preached and taught. And we pray that the promise attached to this commandment would be our daily possession. We pray, as we prayed earlier, for God's harmony to exist in our homes and in human society. And that is our continued plea and our continued prayer. And so this evening, please teach us what we have forgotten. Please remind us what we've never heard. May you instruct us. And that which we struggle with, may you further empower us to live out as we walk with Jesus Christ. It is in his name we pray, and let us say, amen. Well, there's an old Spanish proverb. It goes like this. 1 ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy. I believe that. And I was raised by a mother. And I've lived with a mother now 26 years. I forget. And I can tell you, they're diligent. Very diligent. And so as your pastor and as your husband to the one in the audience, I'd like to say thank you very much. Now, the fifth commandment teaches us to honor mom and dad. Do you honor mom and dad? Now, the word honor, kids, what does that mean, the word honor? Honor is a heavy word, literally. It means to treat your mom and dad in such a way that it's weighty, that it's heavy. Give due weight to your mom and dad. Treat mom and dad with high esteem. Elevate mom and dad to a position of great importance. Prize them above all others. Now, the opposite of honor is dishonor. And dishonor is something the fifth commandment forbids, not showing honor to mom and dad. Now, during our growing up years, when we all start out really little. You know that, kids. Like, everybody in this room started out your size or smaller than you. And the Bible teaches when we start out small, the best way to honor mom and dad chiefly is by obeying mom and dad. When we're little, we obey them. Let me tell you two Bible verses. Ephesians 6:1, we read it earlier, says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Later in Colossians 3:20, Paul writes, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord." All right, so this first point is for you kids. All right, so all the kids, listen up. I'm looking at you. The first question is, all right, why should kids obey their mom and dad? All right, so the first reason why children should obey mom and dad is because when we obey mom and dad, we're learning how to obey God. We're getting practice at obeying God. You see, parents give us practice in obedience. Everybody has to learn to obey. You might think you're the only one who struggles with obeying. You maybe think it's easier for other people than you. Well, I hate to break the news. It's actually pretty hard for all of us in different ways. In different ways, but it's hard. Obeying is hard. And so God gives us practice by giving us a mom and giving us a dad to practice on. And I want you to think about this. Parents are the first being to really represent God to us. And if you think about it, parents perform many godlike duties. Think about it. Parents give us life, right? In a way, they make us, sort of. They give us life. And then they provide for us the minute we show up. They're providing, even in gestation in the womb. Mom and dad are providing for you inside your mom and dad's tummy, or your mom's tummy, rather. Sorry about that. All right? Then they provide for us, and then, of course, they love us. You know, your mom and dad loved you when you were when your mom's belly. You know, they'd probably talk to you. And you could hear your mom's voice, and maybe she sang a song to you. Maybe your big brother would, you know, knock on mom's tummy to see if you were there. So they were loving you when you were born, even. And then mom and dad also make a lot of rules at the house so that things are nice at your home. If you didn't have any rules, it wouldn't be very fun to live at home. And so these are things God does. God makes us, God loves us, God provides for us, and God sets down the rules. So he gives us parents to represent him and give us practice in knowing how to relate to God. And so kids, when you obey mom and dad, you're obeying God. When you disobey mom and dad, you're disobeying God. And so mom and dad are teaching us the discipline of obedience, and that's really nice. It's nice to have discipline and know how to obey. All right, second reason kids should obey mom and dad. Now, are you listening, kids? Second reason you should obey mom and dad is because they know more than you. They do, eh? They've been around a long, long time. And have you ever wondered why your mom seems to, like, know everything? Or you ask her a question, how do you, and she's like, oh, that's, you do it this way. Well, they've lived for quite a while. And, you know, you live for quite a while, you pick up a lot of things. Mom and dad have more experience, they have more knowledge. They usually have your best interest in mind. And so, let me tell you, most of us would not even be here today if God had not given us a mom and dad to make sure we didn't die. Right? So mom and dad, they know a lot. And so whenever you obey your mom and dad, you are benefiting from years and years and years of knowledge and wisdom. And then good things will happen. So that's the second reason we obey mom and dad, kids. All right, thirdly, the third reason, kids, you should obey mom and dad is because Jesus did when he was a kid. And when you obey your mom and dad, you're imitating Jesus. Now, in Luke 2:52, the gospel tells us that Jesus was a kid, and so he grew. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature, in favor with God and favor with men. There's a story in the gospel about Jesus when he was a preteen. He wasn't quite a teenager. He was close. And he was pretty smart as a 12-year-old. And so he and his parents were in Jerusalem one day, and Jesus went to the temple, and he started teaching the people about his Father in heaven. He was even teaching rabbis and teachers about the Father in heaven. And, well, his parents lost track of him, and they started, you know, leaving to go home, and they couldn't find Jesus anywhere. And I don't know what it was like. Where's Jesus? I don't know. I thought he was with you. I thought he was with you. I thought he was with you. That happens at home sometimes. I bet some of you parents have forgotten your kids at church before. We have, at church and at home. But please don't report us to CPS. They're out of the house now. So past the statute of limitation there. But he was there, and they looked for him all over Jerusalem, kids, and they finally found him in the temple, and they said, "What are you doing?" And he says, I'm in my father's house teaching the people about my father. And they said, "Well, come home." And you know what Jesus did? He said, "Okay." Wow. That's not normal. He didn't sass. He wasn't offended, like, "You always treat me like a baby." No, he didn't resist. He didn't whine. He obeyed. He showed respect to his mom and dad when he realized, "Oh, they want me home." And he continued to obey all of his days. And so every time you obey mom and dad, I want you to think about Jesus and say, "Hey, I'm doing what Jesus did." And maybe, I bet it was pretty hard for him too. All right, final reason kids should obey mom and dad. Here it is. Kids, this commandment is the first command with a special promise. That's right. If you obey the fifth commandment, God promises you two things: that you will live long and you will prosper. The way Deuteronomy 5:16 says it, it says, things will go well for you. All right, so think about it again. Boys, you're going to live longer if you obey mom. I once heard that God gives children mothers so they live and dads so they have a little fun. All right, so mom will make sure you don't die. All right, she'll tell you things that will keep you from dying. Well, dad too. But this commandment tells us that as we obey mom and dad, we can expect to live long and to prosper. Now, that is not an ironclad promise. There are some children who are obeying mom and dad, but they might die younger. Or maybe they don't have wealth like we might have hoped. This promise is actually sort of a general term. What it's saying is when we obey mom and dad, the conditions that lead to long life and prosperity are in place. The conditions that will lead to a good life are in place. And then what it means is if you disobey mom and dad all the time and you're a daredevil and you're crazy and you might get hurt or whatever, well then, the conditions for a short life and being poor are in place. So which will it be? Would you like to be set up for a long life with prosperity or a short life and being poor? So the conditions are in place. And sometimes I have been amazed when I have met some people who are very, very sick, some people who are very, very poor. Some of the people that I've met who are very, very sick or who are very, very poor, it seems like much of their life they had a problem with authority. There are some people who will live short and unhealthy lives, and it's because they won't listen. They just won't listen. Some people drink too much, they live too hard, they don't take care of their bodies, and they die young. No matter what their mom has told them, or their dad has told them, or their doctor has told them, or the police officer who've picked them up for the umpteenth time has told them, no matter what their relatives and loved ones tell them, they won't listen. And so they're really sick. And then I've also met some folks who are pretty poor because they just have a problem with authority. These are people who keep losing their job. They have wrecked their marriage, and so they've got to pay for two households. They've destroyed their home because they have problems with authority. They just don't respect when people over them say, don't do that. That's foolish. And so kids, when you obey mom and dad, you're really raising the probabilities of living long and healthy and having a pretty good life. All right, so enough on the kids, all right? So kids, did you see that? Kids obey mom and dad because it helps you learn to obey God. Parents sure know a lot. Jesus obeyed his parents. And this command, the Bible gives a promise that things will go well for you. All right, so now, kids, you can't take a break, but at least you'll feel a little vindicated because the next part is to your parents, to the adults in the room. All right, point number two is this. Ready? Adults, respect your parents. Adults, respect grandma and grandpa. Respect your parents. Now, kids, what happens as time passes, we become adults, and the way we honor mom and dad will change. The main way that adults honor mom and dad is not so much by daily obedience. It's actually through daily reverence, showing honor and reverence to mom and dad. When we become adults, we may not obey our parents' command or seek their approval for the things that we do in life, but we must always reverence them. All right, so the first way to revere grandma and grandpa or mom and dad is through respect. All right, respecting grandma and grandpa, respecting mom and dad when we're older. And so that means we speak kindly to grandma and grandpa, and we speak kindly about grandma and grandpa. We show them kindness. We show them tenderness. We never talk them down, and we never talk down to them. It shows up in our tone of voice. It shows up in our attitude of heart that should communicate honor whenever we speak to or about mom and dad. Now, I know that there are some moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas that it's hard to respect because they have made choices that have caused a lot of grief. But the form your honor takes is very important, and it is up to you to figure out how to honor them. For example, I know of one woman who grew up in a home where her mother had a violent temper. It was a terrible home life. She could not wait to move out by the time she became an adult. As she was growing up as a little girl, for no reason at all, her mother would slap her. Her mother would sometimes punch her. Her mother would verbally say awful and abusive things. Today, that daughter lives hundreds and hundreds of miles away from her family, but she honors her mother every year by sending her flowers on her birthday and on Mother's Day. Now, you might think that's pretty pitiful. Boy, that's not very much. But from where she stands and for what she's gone through, that's a lot. And she's seeking to please God. So first, parents, we respect grandma and grandpa. Secondly, to revere or honor our parents means to provide for them as they age. Do you remember how Jesus condemned the Pharisees for neglecting old parents? We read this in Matthew 15, verse 5, about this method the Pharisees had to piously inform their parents that whatever help you might otherwise have received from me, I'm giving as a gift devoted to God called korban. In other words, what the Pharisees had mastered is a way that you could say, Mom and Dad, I can't give you this gift because I've dedicated it to God. Although I get to use it until I die, then I give it to God, but I can't give it to you. Well, Jesus said this is neglect of providing for your parents. And so that is why we as Christians should never neglect our needy parents. Now, some of our parents have retired well. Some of our parents have enough money in their IRA, their pension, their Social Security, their 401k. And if that describes your parent, where their budget is met, you know, there's one thing that grandma and grandpas always need during their retirement. They still need love. You can never budget enough love in retirement. And so maybe your mom and dad or grandparents don't have a pressing financial need, but they've got social needs deeper than you probably imagine. Some of our parents are shut up in nursing homes, and their prosperous kids won't visit, write, or call. The Bible says that's a hideous sin. I'm especially inspired by Christians who live in Africa or Asia, where the extended family is more respected. The extended family in majority world countries always find room for their elderly. The Apostle Paul, though, sums it up best, I think, in 1 Timothy 5:8. He says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially his immediate family, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So let's provide for grandma and grandpa. Third way we adults can make our parents respect and honor our parents is by doing them proud. Doing grandma and grandpa proud. That happens when we develop character and a reputation that puts a smile on their face. Let's not make our parents wonder if they did a good job raising us. Let's give them some evidence. Let's show them gratitude by succeeding in life. Succeeding in this life and succeeding in the life to come. Proverbs 23, verse 24 says this, "The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice." And so when you and I live godly lives, following Christ, serving our neighbor, you become a crown, you become a jewel in the crown of the gray head of your mom and dad. And it just makes them so glad. Oh, finally, one more point for the adults in respecting your parents. One warning, make sure you honor your parents while you still have time. While you still have time. This is one thing very unique about the fifth commandment, not just the promise attached to it. In a sense, the fifth commandment is one that you cannot keep all of your life. When your parents die, it's too late. But if they are alive this day, this hour, this moment, well, you still have a chance. So take it. Honor them. Do you know if you've not been honoring or respecting grandma and grandpa the way they can, you know, you can still change today. You can call them on the phone tonight. You can send them an email. You can write them a card. You can plan to visit them this week, or if they live far away, tonight you can pull out your calendar and say, when am I going to go visit next? Do it while you have time. This command is not one you can literally to the letter keep all of your life. We all have a limited time. So honor your parents while you still got them. Now you could tell I was hinting that the command is more than just to parents, and that's our next point. The fifth commandment goes beyond just honoring mom and dad, more than honoring grandma and grandpa. It includes everyone who is an authority. Honoring authority. Honor leaders, teachers, pastors, bosses. The reason we do this is because the Bible says God loves order. Look at the creation all around you. There's so much order. And God loves decency and orderliness. And that means God loves leaders, people in authority, who help keep order, who help keep things running smoothly. That doesn't mean God likes abusive authority. That doesn't mean God likes tyrannical authority. And so if a leader in your life is an abuser, you don't have to submit to abuse. Acts 5:29 says, Peter says, we must obey God rather than men. He was talking to the Sanhedrin, who wanted them to shut up about Jesus, and they said, no, can do. But ordinarily, we obey authority. That means we are to obey our government. We see that in 1 Peter 2 and Romans 13. So that means we are to pay our taxes. That means we are to obey the law. It means we're to pray for our politicians. We are also to honor our employers, Ephesians 6:5. When we go to work, work hard. When we're at work, speak well of leaders. Don't talk them down. When we're at work, be a team player. The Bible also says we are to honor pastors and elders at church, 1 Timothy 5 and Hebrews 13. And the way you honor pastors and elders at church is to please, please pray for us a lot. And then encourage us. We don't always do everything right, but when we do, point that out and encourage us. And then, of course, where you see us not doing so well, help us. Give us a solution and say, and I'll help. And submit to our lawful requests for help. And so as we honor mom and dad, let us also honor authority. Oh, there's one more thing we see in the catechism. The fifth commandment goes two ways. In the fifth commandment, it assumes that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. In other words, leaders should lead well, right? Mom and dad, let's be better parents. Pastors and elders, let's be better officers. Leaders, let's be better leaders. Let's not abuse our authority or be harsh or overstep our boundaries. So for parents, that means especially for us dads, when we discipline, don't exasperate. What that means for pastors at church is we should lead but not abuse. Politicians should protect, not embezzle. And we are to lead well, no matter what our calling in life. And so I close with this comment. Jesus died on the cross and paid the penalty for us breaking the fifth commandment because we've just not done this very well. We've failed. And the fascinating thing is, in order to save us from our sin of breaking the fifth commandment, Jesus had to keep the fifth commandment. See, the Bible says it wasn't enough just for Jesus to pay the price for our sins. He also had to keep it where we failed. And so since he was a little boy, that's what Jesus had been doing, keeping the fifth commandment on our behalf. He honored his parents. Luke 2:51 says, Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. I find it interesting that Jesus honored his mother even at the end of his life, even when he was under great distress. He knew he couldn't take care of her in her old age. She was dying at age 32 or 33. And so right there at the cross, one of his final words, he looked at her and John and basically said, John, take care of her. And to his mother, Mom, let John take care of you. And so from the manger to the cross, Jesus was the son who obeyed his earthly parents and obeyed his heavenly father. And everyone who trusts in that Jesus, you're counted righteous for keeping the fifth commandment, one that's really hard to keep. Jesus worked that salvation in us, so now let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us work the salvation out by honoring mom and dad, honoring grandma and grandpa, honoring leaders anywhere we go, and being a better leader ourselves along the way. And let all God's people say, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Indeed, it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that we have our Lord Jesus, who has kept your law fully, and in the freedom of salvation, he helps us with new resolve to seek to honor authority. Lord, we pray for our parents and grandparents tonight. We pray for all who have played a parental role in our lives. Help us to really honor them. Help us to really love them. Even to cover their faults, knowing that love covers a multitude of sins. And where we are a leader, we pray you would help us to lead well. We need your Holy Spirit. We need your word to remind us day by day that we are called to be servants and in so doing become greatest in God's kingdom. We ask this all in Jesus' name, and let us say, amen. This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, a newer church in Jenison, Michigan, belonging to a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. Our weekly Sunday services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, please feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151 or at the church website.